Today's best music. It is 98.5 KRZ. Lisa Lou with you. I'm very excited because I have a special guest in the studio with me this morning, my good friend James Barrett, who is super talented as a musician, but he's here because he puts on a festival every year that is called the Good Things Are Happening Festival in Scranton, and it's phenomenal. Hi, James.
Hello. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, of course. It's truly my pleasure. So for people that don't know, this festival, one of the things I love most about it is that it sort of melds together local talent with some national talent. Tell people about it.
Yeah. So I feel like we have a good mix of bands that are like regional bands, local bands. And I always try to get like a national headliner. This is year four. It started out as just kind of like a what if thing on the internet, and it turned into something awesome. But it's an all day festival at the Scranton Iron Furnaces. It'll be September 6th, 2025. All day, re-entry is allowed, and there's bands and vendors and food trucks and all that all day.
So fun. Like, give everybody an idea of the lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we just announced our headliner. We have Scranton's own, the Menzingers, returning to Scranton for the first time.
And let me stop you there, because we're going to get into the other artists that are playing as well, but I think the last time they played locally, I want to say it was 3 or 4 years ago.
It was 2020. I opened the show.
Shut up.
It was their holiday show, or somewhat of their holiday show, in November of 2021 at the Culture Center.
2021?
Yeah, so that was like their last. They did Wilkes-Barre back in March, but not like Scranton, you know?
Right, so this is really special.
Yeah, definitely.
Did it blow your mind when they said yes?
Yeah, I was losing it. It was a long process. I first reached out to them back in January, and we didn't get a confirmation till April. So it was a long 4 months of just waiting around, and then another long 2 months of just waiting to announce it. But yeah, I was at Lake Scranton when Tom May texted me, and I was extremely, extremely excited.
And now let's give heed to some of the other artists, because you have
absolutely
an amazing lineup as well leading up to that.
Yeah. So we have music all day. Music starts at 12:30. We have Cortez from New York. We have Sweet Nest, Southside Five, Hit Like a Girl from New Jersey, Pretty Rude from New York, Bobby Mahoney from Asbury, New Jersey, Sarah Gross and the Killjoys from New York, Alma Mater, who hasn't played a show in like 5 years. They're coming back to reunite. Rosary Guild is playing, and then my band will also play as well.
Nice. So people want tickets to the Good Things Are Happening Fest. How do they get them?
So you can go to our website, goodthingsfestpa.com. We have tickets on there. It'll take you to Ticket Leap. Mainly all digital tickets at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should know, and you're probably going to cringe at this compliment because it's so overt, but you're doing a really wonderful thing for the area, because when you marry local artists and supporting the arts and bringing people together, those are two of my favorite things. And I think it's just so wonderful for the community what you're doing.
Thanks. Thank you. Yeah. That's the goal. The goal is to benefit everybody involved.
Yeah. You know,
all the art vendors and food vendors and all that.
Good job. High five, my friend.
Thanks.
Go get your tickies. And we're going to take a photo together, and I will link all of James's info and how you can get tickets on all of our KRZ social media as well. So please go do that. Support the local arts. Support everybody. Good job on the radio. You know, I need a co-host. You need a job?
I have no job, so I'm ready.
You work all the time. Who are you kidding?